Today is Wednesday, June the 12th, 2019. You're listening to Grow Great Daily Brief number 226. People who want what's best for you. Well, I do. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is growgreat.com. We can be a miserable lot, humans. I mean, history has proven our capacity to treat one another poorly. The very first children ever born on the planet demonstrated it. Cain killed his brother Abel. According to the FBI, 24.8% of homicides are committed by family members. I mean, just imagine how horrific we can behave toward people we don't even care about or love. Before you think that I'm pessimistic about life and about people, just tap the brakes, because I'm optimistic. Truly, I am. And I'm hopeful. But I'm realistic. I'm also practical. Fact is, people have stuff, their own stuff. And it's natural for us to say we care about somebody else until it comes down to them or us. And then, well, we choose us. Jeffrey Gittimer, famed sales advocate and trainer, he has illustrated the point for years in his live presentations by asking the audience, who's the most important person in the world? And universally, everybody in the audience will shout, the customer. And he chuckles, and then Jeffrey will say, no, you don't understand. There are two people on the planet, you and the customer. One of you must die. Who will die? And the crowd laughs, and in unison, everybody says, the customer. Yes, we want the customer to die. Yes, indeed. In the battle between us and death, with the customer being part of the equation, the customer will die before we do, at least if we have our way about it. And so then Jeffrey will say, okay, so now we have established that you are the most important person in the world. And of course, that's true. Clearly explains why we are able to treat one another so shabbily. It also explains why I made you the central character in today's title. But let's step back and let's begin with your leadership, because, well, that's all about your willingness to serve others. Do you want what's best for your people? And I don't mean in the context of what they can do for you or what they can do for your business. I mean, do you care about what's best for them, period? No strings attached, no hidden, no open agenda. Just most importantly, no judgment on your part, meaning you don't try to live their lives for them. You don't second guess their choices. And no, I'm not talking about supporting people who engage in behavior that is detrimental to their growth, detrimental to what is best for them. For example, a husband involved in an extramarital affair needs to look elsewhere if they want to get any support from someone like me, because I'm not going to give it. I don't choose to support immoral, unethical, or illegal behavior in spite of the person's desire to engage in it. I don't think that's good behavior. But otherwise, you know, my personal conviction is that I got enough trouble living my own life. I have no desire to live yours. I have no desire to live anybody else's. Let's make it real. You have a remarkable employee. This remarkable employee comes into your office and they tender their resignation because they have accepted an incredible opportunity that, well, you just simply are not going to best. Are you happy? Are you supportive because you realize this is an ideal opportunity? This is a great opportunity for them. Or are you angry? How dare they leave? And how dare they put you in this position? How dare they completely turn your life upside down because now you have to replace them? Is that what you're thinking? Don't lie. Tell the truth. Remember the question, who is the most important person here? In this context, it's them, it's not you. Work on becoming a superior leader who puts the welfare of your employees ahead of yourself. Yes, the business has needs that employees must meet. Things work well. In fact, things work best when those needs are mutually met. When the scales tip in either direction, okay, the balance is lost and something's going to have to give. When the company needs are met, but the employee's needs are not, okay, well, the employee's going to leave. Rightfully so. When the employee needs are met, but the company needs go wanting, okay, well, then a compromise either has to take place or the employee is likely going to need to find a new home so they can continue to fulfill their need because, yeah, we got to take care of the company. Now, let's talk about you. Who cares about you? Who cares enough about you that you don't question the fact that they absolutely, positively want what's best for you. Here's the acid test. You ready for it? Who in your life wants what's best for you and they're willing to support your dreams and ambitions without judgment? Yeah. Hey, does it shock you that in my experience, few people, very few people declare that they've got somebody in their life who passes that acid test? It's far more common for me to hear, I'm not sure I got anybody like that. Or maybe somebody will say, well, that's asking for quite a lot, isn't it? Sadly, people crave people who believe in them. We crave people who want what's best for us. We all do. All of us do. It is such a big void in people's lives. So big, in fact, that some time ago, quite a few months ago, I began talking about this at my hobby podcast, Leaning Toward Wisdom, leaningtowardwisdom.com, if you care to check it out. And I began this project that I labeled hashtag craving encouragement. And I did so because of sitting across from CEOs and business owners and top-level leaders, and over again, hearing stories. Everybody understands what it looks like. Everybody understands what it feels like. And yet, we don't do it. We don't do it often enough. I even registered the URL, cravingencouragement.com. This is such a universal desire and void. People who want what's best for us. Well, today's call to action isn't so much about you finding such people as it is about you becoming such a person for others. And the reason I'm focused on this is because it's just the best path forward that I know of for us to begin the movement by leading and showing others the way. Today, every day, can you commit yourself to learn, to understand, and to grow as you help other people do the same, as you help them achieve the things that are best for them? Do that, and it is bound to lead to good things for you. Somewhere along the way, you'll encounter or befriend somebody, hopefully a group of somebodies, who will reciprocate. But if you don't, then you will know that you're doing major work and you're making your part of the universe more powerfully good because you are trying to believe so deeply in someone because you care. You care that they do what is best for them. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. Let's pick this up or something like it tomorrow.